Okay, well, now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to head down to Higginsville and talk with Husker head coach Steve Cook. And Steve, let's talk about your two players. First of all, your offensive player of the year, senior Mason Gash, and he did it all for you. Talk about Mason.
Yeah, Mason's a young man that is a team player through and through. Started for us at our H-back position as a sophomore when we were the state runners-up in 2017. And you know, that was a year that, as a young player that is aggressive, and you know, he had some, you know, he didn't get the ball a whole lot as much as a sophomore as I'm sure he wanted, but it's one of those things. This year he got the ball a lot this year. We worked him hard. He had multiple games this year where he had 4 and 5 touchdowns in ball games. I believe he ended up with 2 or 3 kickoff returns for touchdowns for us offensively. Just a workhorse, you know, seemingly couldn't wear the kid down. And, you know, it's just something, you know, he has really followed examples of players ahead of him and the work ethic of what we want our program to be about. And, you know, just a great young man all around that was, you know, a dominant offensive player for us.
Well, and let's talk about now your defensive player, Michael Jordan. I guess he's a pretty good lineman on both sides of the ball.
Yes, you know, Michael's a big young man. You know, he's about 6'3", 305, you know, and he's a force, and, is, you know, he's very athletic with his feet, moves his feet very well. Just an outstanding athlete, you know, wrestles heavyweight for us, and, you know, is a 50-foot-plus shot putter, you know, just a phenomenal athlete. But, you know, Michael, defensively for us, played our nose tackle, and through our 5 conference games, which we were fortunate to be undefeated in our conference, Michael led us in tackles from the nose tackle position through the course of those 5 games. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for a nose tackle to be able to do that. And when you've got linebackers like Gash and Guard and those guys behind you, it makes them play a lot better linebacker when you can rely on that pressure from the defensive line.
And I know he's good on both sides of the ball, Steve. Does he plan on playing somewhere next year?
Yeah, you know, Michael has his sights set on trying to play, and, you know, and Mason's open-minded to a lot of different things. He's got the ability to as well, but also has the ability to play baseball as well, so I don't know quite which direction he's going to go, but Michael has the ability to do that for certain. And just excited for his chances there. But as an offensive lineman, he played our strong tackle. And like I said, with his athleticism, with his feet, and his ability to move. And I mentioned this about Mason, too. You know, Michael, as a sophomore, was our starting center against Lamar and snapped every play against Lamar as a sophomore and really developed through the program as well.
Okay. So now we're going to switch gears, Steve, and we're going to talk about Mason as a defensive player and is the player of the year. So you probably say some of the same things again, but that's okay. That'll work fine. Okay, now talking with Higginsville head coach Steve Cook, of course, our defensive player of the year on our 2019 edition of our KMZU Dream Team is linebacker Mason Gash from Higginsville. And I tell you, what an all-around player, Steve, and talking with Steve Cook. And Mason was your offensive pick, a tremendous running back for you. Carried a load on your offense, carried the ball many times a game, but yet many coaches picked him as the defensive player from his linebacker position. So he's a pretty talented athlete, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, for sure, Joe. And, you know, he was recognized at the all-state level as a sophomore. You know, I mentioned him earlier in regards to playing running back for us as a sophomore, but on the defensive side of the ball, he was a leader for us that year and had a lot of tackles as a sophomore, an even better campaign, respectively, in his position as a junior, and one of those guys that just continued to improve. And this year, you know, after a lot of our ball games, you know, I'm pretty close with all the coaches that we go against, and that's something that they talked about, is just the inability to get him blocked and how he has a nose for the ball and runs to it well and is a sure tackler.
Well, and I guess he's a pretty talented athlete. I know he's a very good baseball player, and he can do just about anything he wants to, can he?
Yeah, you know, he's very talented, and you know, like you mentioned, he's phenomenal on the baseball field, and, you know, and is just a straight-line sprinter, you know. He plays baseball instead of track, but it's one of those things that, you put him on a track, and he's a fast young man too. And any one of the sprinting events, he would do very well. Just has good speed and strength, you know, in the weight room. He goes about 180 pounds, but, you know, is well over 300 pounds on his bench press and near 500 pounds on his squat. He's just a strong kid that, is a great, great high school football player.
And probably a very good leader for you, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and has followed great leadership and then learned how to apply it himself, you know, when he was the one directing the team.